Hey, Mr. Peterson, Jack Frost nipping at your nose?
Yeah. Now let's get Joe Beer nipping at my liver, huh?
This is Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1040.
Welcome back to Just Here for the Beer Radio on TSN 1040, tsn1040.ca. Also at 103.5 FM, HD2, and available on the iHeartRadio app and downloadable anytime at tsn.ca. So here we sit in the newly reopened Manchester Pub on West Broadway between Dunbar. No, it's not between Dunbar. It's between Arbutus and Burrard. 36 taps of exclusive craft beer available here. And it's newly reopened, a bunch of events. We're going to talk to them. You'll get an idea of what the place is all about. Right now, welcome back Jimmy Darbyshire, who is the Director of Marketing for Russell Beer. RussellBeer.com, Facebook, Russell Brewing Company. And Instagram and Twitter is Russell_beer. How are you, large guy?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me back.
That's great. What are you doing for Super Bowl? Did you enjoy?
No. It was terribly boring.
And it was a terribly boring game, but were you somewhere where...
Yeah, I enjoyed it with some
Russell
friends.
It was
very low-key. I consumed as much Russell as any one person should.
Yeah. Now, weren't you on some sort of kick recently where you were trying to do some initiative to... Didn't they see your stuff on Facebook? What am I thinking here?
What's that?
I don't know. Weren't you on some kind of health kick or something? You played the alumni game. That's what it was.
Yeah, I did play the alumni game.
And?
It was great. We lost two of the three games, but it was a lot of fun.
Did you manage to pop one in?
No. I'm a stay-home defenseman.
Stay-at-home defenseman. Yeah. Little tippy from time to time, too?
Yeah. Okay. No, it was a lot of fun and saw the guys from Brewers Row, which was fun.
Yeah.
It was an unbelievable event.
Okay, well, you brought a couple of guests with you.
I did.
Pardon me if my voice cracks here because I'm just getting over the flu. Christina Cattell and Cheryl Davidson. These are the president and vice president of Mind the Bar, mindthebar.ca. Tell me about the concept of Mind the Bar.
Mind the Bar is a mental health initiative that focuses on... offering support, information, and resources to the restaurant hospitality community here in BC.
Is this a fairly new thing?
Yeah, we are now officially registered under the BC Societies Act, but it started with a personal Facebook post of mine during Bell Let's Talk from 2018. So.
And people have been jumping on board this thing?
People have been unbelievably supportive. We honestly thought that it was going to be a long, hard fight just to convince our industry that there was even a problem, let alone that it was time to solve it. But it's been completely the opposite. And obviously, even doing collaborations now with Russell Brewing has been spectacular.
Okay, so you guys then paired up with Russell. Why Russell? Did you have a prior history with this organization, or just wanted to throw love and support right away?
We like how they jive.
How they jive. Yeah. Is that what the kids are using these days?
I think so. I think so. I don't know what they're using.
So tell us about the beer. What do we got?
We have a Belgian table beer. And it's a low alcohol beer. It is a tasty treat. Partial proceeds of each 4-pack and keg is being donated back to Mind the Bar. This is going to be something that's ongoing for as long as we can keep it going, I would hope. Mm-hmm. I think there's some lofty goals with what we can raise, and it's been so well. We launched it last week, and we're already sold out. We're canning more tomorrow, so it's been extremely well received, and I think people get it. I think I think people in the industry have been looking for a cause to get behind, and the support we've seen in the short period of time has just been mind blowing.
Well, I mean, the thing is you probably have found out, and I'm sure you would all attest that there is some unbelievable form of camaraderie in the brewing industry that's unlike any other business. So if you can't get the brewing industry on board with something, then you can't get anybody on board. So was it automatic with you guys?
When we sold out of the cans, the pallets of cans in 2 days. So everybody definitely went pretty crazy for it. And it was, I'm still overwhelmed by the response.
So is this widely available, or is this a limited release right now?
We didn't think it was going to be limited.
Okay.
It has become limited. We're canning more tomorrow, but this is something that's going to be ongoing. The response from restaurants, pubs, liquor stores, the list is growing each and every day of people that are trying to order it. We sent it to Alberta as well, and we're working. I guess that's one of their goals, is to take Mind the Bar across the country. And so people are excited in Alberta to be getting this on the shelves as well, because, you know, they don't have the resources set up quite yet in Alberta. But the money is still getting donated to Mind the Bar, and hope, you know, the eventual likelihood that it will be in Alberta. Mm-hmm.
So are there other initiatives that Mind the Bar is planning to be involved in over the course of time? Obviously, you want to continue to get people to sponsor and support. So.
Oh, of course. Doing events, having more than just beer in restaurants, that is in support.
Right.
And obviously, a big push is to have community events for our community, that people can come and be mentally supported without getting hammered mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah, yeah. What else is going on with the Russell Brewing Company these days, Mr. Derbyshire?
We got lots going on. Our rebrand is in full swing. We just did a collab.
It's a nice rebrand too, at that.
Thank you. We like it.
Yeah.
We're fans. We just did a collaboration with Doan's, which just came out this week, which we're fired up about. We're looking at doing a lot of collabs this year.
It's the big thing in the brewing industry.
Yeah, that's what the cool kids are doing.
It's all the kids are doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're what's your beer with Doan's?
We have two. It's a 4-pack 355 can, a multi-grain double IPA, and a barrel-aged rye wheat wine.
Wow.
With a cute little hedgehog on each of the cans.
So I'm guessing Evan got pretty jacked up to be able to brew that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He was super fired up. It was good having him at the brewery when we did this one. This one was done a while ago. Actually back before Craft Collective. Because this was a barrel-aged product.
When you first did the rebrand, because, I mean, you guys felt it was time to... I mean, I didn't realize you guys have been around since 1993.
Yeah, we're old.
You're old. By brewing standards, that is old. And obviously, you know, back in the May of 1993, nobody was really caring about the imaging and the packaging. It was just wanting to get beer out there, and it was more about the beer than drawing people to the packaging. But what's the response been to the rebrand?
It's been incredible. It's been better received than we could have ever imagined. So we have a lot of cool new things coming out, a lot of stuff up our sleeves that we're, you know, getting ready to show the public. It's been, I think, a long time since Russell has had, you know, an opportunity to showcase its beers.
Yeah.
And have something that we're, you know, really proud to get behind.
Okay. And how can people find out more about Mind the Bar? And are you looking for people to maybe just, you know, share their stories, maybe, you know, make donations, help
Absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely. People can find us, obviously, on the internet at mindthebar.com. And we have links there for getting in touch. If people need help, we're there to help people as well. We can help direct and navigate people through the mental health process, and as well, if people want to get involved or donate, all of that information is online.
Well, and I think, Joel, as you mentioned, I mean, I think the Bell Let's Talk has really helped to shed light on, there's no shame in reaching out, there's no shame in having some tough times, and I think that's really cool. And you know what, that way at least you can marry a couple of cool projects. You can help a worthy cause and have a beer.
Absolutely, yeah, it's... The beer itself is obviously delicious, and it was an interesting project to put to them to make a low alcohol beer that tasted really good.
And again, you said it's widely available, and hopefully you'll be you're brewing more, packaging more tomorrow, so it should be
be
out there.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We hope it gets into the government store.
And again, what's it called?
It is our table beer.
This your Russell Mind table the, beer.
Yeah, Russell table beer.
Okay.
By Mind the Bar.
Gentlemen and lady, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.